Eclipse and Sikorsky finalize their deal. Boeing and Airbus each spin the WTO's ruling. And TSA tests a more modest body scanner. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, February 3rd, 2011. Eclipse Aerospace and Sikorsky announced yesterday they've completed a deal announced at NBAA 2010, which gives Sikorsky a minority stake in Eclipse. Mason Holland, chairman and CEO of Eclipse Aerospace, says Sikorsky's money isn't even the best part of the deal. Quote, "Beyond the equity investment, we hope to draw from Sikorsky's significant global supply chain resources and manufacturing experience. With this agreement, we now have it all. A phenomenal, fuel-efficient twin-engine jet, an enthusiastic customer base, and a fantastic engineering support and service staff, all coupled with the depth, experience, and strength of Sikorsky aircraft," unquote. Holland still says an actual restart of Eclipse 500 production is waiting for the economy and demand to recover. The World Trade Organization has handed over its final report concerning government subsidies received by Boeing to both the U.S. and European governments. The report is supposed to be confidential, but neither Boeing nor Airbus were going to miss the opportunity to spin things their own way. The WTO cases in both directions were between governments, and technically the companies aren't even parties in the dispute. Nevertheless, they seem to get copies of the reports pretty quickly. Boeing says the finding in the European case against the U.S. subsidies pales compared to the $20 billion in launch subsidies, equity investments, infrastructure, and R&D support found illegal in the Airbus case. Airbus counters that Boeing could not have launched the 787 without illegal U.S. subsidies, continues to receive illegal aid from the U.S. Department of Defense, and that tax breaks from state and local governments will continue to break WTO rules and even escalate through 2024. Boeing and Airbus each say the other has received subsidies which have distorted the marketplace for decades and cost each other tens of billions in lost business. Both the EU and the U.S. could be allowed, by the findings, to institute tariffs on each other. It seems doubtful either side wants to start that trade war. The U.S. Transportation Security Administration says it will begin testing new software on its advanced imaging technology scanners that enhances privacy at airports by eliminating passenger-specific images and instead auto-detects potential threat items and indicates their locations on a generic outline of a person. TSA Administrator John Pistole made the announcement on Tuesday, the day the agency began the testing at Las Vegas McCarran International Airport. Tests will expand to Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International and Ronald Reagan Washington National Airports in coming days. Pistole says the generic outline will be identical for all passengers if no potential threat items are detected, and OK will appear on the monitor with no outline. The technology is similar to a system already in use in the Netherlands. I may be alone in this, but I have to note the irony in the thought that Amsterdam's airport scanners are more modest than ours. Up next on ANN, NTSB offers airbag advice to the FAA. French authorities seize Ben Ali's Bombardier. And AAI wins recognition for the Shadows program logistics. You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through control. Cirrus has completely reinvented the personal aircraft and the entire experience of owning a personal aircraft. It's a bold new take on private aviation that we call Cirrus Flying 2.0. You set the schedule. You chart the course. You're in control.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for February 3rd. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board is issuing 6 recommendations to the FAA to address issues concerning airbag restraint systems and shoulder harnesses, as well as capturing and recording crash dynamics information related to airbag deployment and tracking aircraft safety equipment installations. In 2003, airbags were first certificated for pilot and co-pilot seats on general aviation aircraft, and as of last month, they've been installed in nearly 19,000 seats in over 9,000 GA airplanes. Airbags in GA aircraft are installed in the lap belt or shoulder harness and are designed to deploy outward from the pilot or occupant. Sled tests conducted under controlled conditions have suggested that aviation airbags may increase survivability and reduce injury in actual aviation accidents, but no systematic evaluations have been conducted to evaluate their efficacy in real-world scenarios. For that reason, in 2006, the NTSB launched a study to assess airbag performance in GA accidents. The board wound up without many relevant accidents to study, but did reach some conclusions, including one which found shoulder belts anchored between front seats in some Cessnas can be inadvertently crossed, which may leave a pilot unprotected because he's wearing the passenger airbag belt. Find the details of the recommendations in the text version of this story, dated February 2nd, at aero-news.net. A business jet belonging to the family of deposed Tunisian President Ben Ali has been seized by French officials near Paris. The move is part of the EU's effort to freeze the assets of Ben Ali and his wife, who were ousted in a popular revolt. The Bombardier jet was seized at Le Bourget Airport as part of an investigation which began after several non-governmental organizations filed a lawsuit to have the deposed leader's assets returned to Tunisia if it's proven they were taken illegally. Reuters reports that Transparency International, Sherpa, and the Arab Commission for Human Rights assert that Ben Ali and his family are in possession of valuable real estate in Paris, as well as large bank accounts. The Defense Logistics Agency has awarded its Best Performance-Based Logistics Award to AAI Corporation's Shadow Tactical Unmanned Aircraft System. AAI Senior VP Diane Giuliani explains, quote, "That record results from quality design and manufacturing, skilled military operators, and robust maintenance and logistics support. Our team implements and refines best practices and continuous improvement methodologies to achieve an exceptionally high average availability rate of 97%. In addition, we've helped our customer maintain or decrease associated cost of ownership while the fleet size has grown aggressively," unquote. She adds the Shadow has now logged almost 590,000 flight hours. Still ahead, Eurocopter cuts the ribbon on its new North Sea service center. Caribbean Airlines signs for 9 new ATRs. And a legacy pilot's guide is now an iPad app. You're listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/piperaircraft.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, February 3rd. I'm Paul Plack. Eurocopter officially inaugurated its new North Sea Service Center in Aberdeen, Scotland on Monday, supporting the region's vital oil and gas industry, as well as the emerging wind farm sector. Eurocopter aircraft make up the largest helicopter fleet in the UK. A focal point of the center is its new EC-225 helicopter full-flight simulator. At Monday's inauguration ceremony, a long-term training agreement was signed with CHC Helicopter for at least 800 hours of annual EC-225 simulator utilization. In addition, the facility's repair and overhaul resources offer fast turnaround times for complex and bulky dynamic components, such as the EC-225 rotor head and mast assembly. Currently, 100 Eurocopter helicopters are in operation in the North Sea, logging a total of more than 100,000 hours a year. For those of you who've just been through the big blizzard, you've probably heard enough stories about cold places for 1 week. So let's get away from the North Sea and finish with a couple of stories about warm places. Trinidad and Tobago's flag carrier, Caribbean Airlines, has signed a contract for the purchase of 9 ATR-72-600 aircraft, valued at $200 million total, according to the manufacturer. The signature follows a memo of understanding announced last year, making the airline a new ATR operator, and first deliveries will start later this year in October. The aircraft are to be configured with 68 seats and equipped with the new Armonia cabin, which features new lighter seats and larger overhead bins, claiming best-in-class comfort. Caribbean Airlines will replace its current fleet of 5-8300 aircraft on domestic routes and expand its schedule linking Trinidad and Tobago and surrounding destinations. Some of the new ATRs will be operated in the route network of Air Jamaica, which was recently acquired by Caribbean Airlines. ATR says it now has more than 160 aircraft either in operation or on order, with nearly 30 airlines in the Caribbean and Latin America. And finally today, many vacationers head for the Bahamas to get away from it all, but some pilots may want to take some of it with them. Specifically, their iPads. The 2011 Bahamas and Caribbean Pilot's Guide is an app now with searchable index that lets you run down through the island chains to find the island or airport you want. The bookmark feature lets you keep track of your favorites. And then there are the photos. The Bahamas and Caribbean Pilot's Guide has been updated and published every year since 1979. After 33 years in print, the only single source reference for island travel is now available digitally. The guide is said to be available in the iTunes App Store for $50. If you still prefer the 450-page tabbed hard copy version, that's still available from Pilot Publishing for about $57. Find out more at flytheislands.com. Now, for those of you in the Upper Midwest, you can open your eyes and resume shoveling. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, hear Jim Campbell's conversation during the recent U.S. Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring, Florida, with event chairman Bob Wood. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.